two grand hotels on the historic Main Street of Willimantic, Connecticut, hosted movers and shakers from New York and Boston during the golden age of train travel. The hotels fell into disrepair when travelers took to the highways. Cheap rooms, cheap heroin, and social services drew addicts, sex workers, and the unemployed. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports a plan to demolish the buildings may force the town to reconcile its grand history and troubled past.
Historic Willimantic has all the markers of an up-and-coming neighborhood: a craft brewery, a high-end coffee shop, even a food co-op. But Susan Johnson says North Main Street still struggles with homelessness, unemployment, and empty storefronts.
Walk on this side of the street because there's a crumbling building over there.
Johnson is a state representative from Willimantic. She's also a member of the Victorian Neighborhood Association. So it's a bit surprising that she wrote legislation that would let owners demolish historic properties. These vacant buildings, the Nathan Hale Hotel and the infamous Hotel Hooker.
I don't know what anybody would try to preserve here.
We stand in a cinder block entryway to the Hotel Hooker that covers the yellow brick building and a terrazzo floor. The Hartford Current and CBS 60 Minutes immortalized the hotel-turned-flophouse in a series called Heroin Town about 15 years ago.
We had a place here for people with addictions. We have been dealing with addictive problems for years and years and years. So we knew about that, and the article did nothing but help ruin the town.
Johnson says her bill would demolish the hotel's troubled legacy and make way for market-rate housing. Resident Jean Dismay doesn't like that plan.
I like mixed housing better than a flop house, but that's part of our history. To me, that's part of the history of the town, and it's okay to say, yeah, look what happened.
Dismay gathered more than 500 signatures to petition the state to keep the buildings. She got preservationists to inspect the hotels and see if they can be rehabbed.
We need to think about what good development looks like. And good development, in my mind, includes saving old buildings and integrating them into the new.
Willimantic was the center of the textile industry. That's one reason why Hotel Hooker was the first in the region to have electricity in the 1880s. But it looked run down by the 1920s, so the townspeople funded a new hotel next door. Wyndham Town historian Jamie Eves says they built the Nathan Hale Hotel as a show-off building.
When you do that, you put neat things into it. So you make a lobby with a polished granite floor. They had a dining room that had a skylight. It stuck out the back of the buildings.
Eve says the Hale Building was last used as a dormitory and office by Eastern Connecticut State University. The Hotel Hooker closed to low-income residents 9 years ago.
They are relics of a time in the past. I think it would be really nice if Willimantic had one, at least one of its grand old railroad hotels left in existence, but I don't know if that's possible or not.
Town manager Jim Rivers envisions one future for the buildings. He points to a drawing of the proposed apartment complex where the hotels now stand. It includes a parking garage that just got more than $6 million in state funding.
It would be a tremendous boost to our economy here. The image of the culture over the last 30 or 40 years has not been that great. And we have finally, I think, gotten past that. But we had a reputation of being a rough town. And the center of that reputation was the Hooker Building.
The town also has money troubles. It's home to the region's drug treatment and recovery centers, hospitals and homeless shelters, properties exempt from taxes. Rivers says the high tax rate and low rents have scared away developers before.
We finally have somebody that wants to do something with that site and other sites in the area to get the scale that he needs to make the numbers work, and it really comes down to the economics.
Rivers worries the apartment developer will walk if the state says he has to repurpose the buildings. The State Historic Preservation Council recently voted to let the Attorney General decide the fate of the hotels and possibly Main Street. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.